Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's English khutbah. And the topic is Our Blessings, the Elderly. Barakatuna. Alhamdulillah, all praises is due to Allah, the possessor of immense grace, abundant bounty, and endless blessings. Glory be to Him who place goodness and blessing in the elderly. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and we bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah's peace, blessings, and mercy be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow his guidance. To proceed, I advise you, servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah. For He, the Exalted, said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ And fear Allah, through whom you ask one another and the wombs. O believers, if you want to measure the unity and strength of a society, and its level of advancement and civility, then look at how its younger members treat their elders. Do they recognize their status and honor them, preserving the deep-rooted legacy of their community and following the guidance of their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to hold the elderly in high regard and treat them with great kindness. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu brought his elderly father, carrying him until he placed him before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet wished that Abu Bakr had left him at home so that the Prophet himself could go to him, out of respect for his age and to ease his burden. This act displayed immense consideration and a level of appreciation, and filled the elder's heart with dignity, respect, and honor. This was the way of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the elderly, a way filled with mercy and radiating reverence. He taught us that the gray hair of an elder is a badge of honor to be proclaimed, a dignity to be preserved, and a light guiding its bearer toward paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما من مسلم يشيب شيبة في الإسلام إلا كانت له نورا يوم القيامة. No Muslim grows gray in Islam except that it will be a light for him on the day of resurrection. Honoring the elderly is, in fact, honoring their Lord. Showing reverence to them is a form of reverence to their Creator. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Inna min ijlalillah ikrama dhi shaybati al-muslim." Indeed, it is out of reverence to Allah in respecting an aged Muslim. They are the pillars of society and the blessings of our homes. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum. Blessing is with your elders. They are our blessings who shelter us. Our blessing lies in their wisdom. Our blessing lies in their experience. Our blessing lies in their prayers. Our blessing lies in their giving. Our blessing lies in their compassion. Our blessing lies in their gaze of love and care. They are the role models for whom we draw strength, the examples from whom we gain determination, the living figures who teach us sacrifice. Through their sincerity, they plant within us the meanings of loyalty and belonging. Through their wisdom and insight, they light for us the path of contribution and construction. They are the guardians of our customs and traditions, the carriers of the heritage of our forefathers. So blessed is the one who recognizes their virtue, gives them their due right, and strives to return the favor, acting upon the words of Allah the Exalted, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for good other than good? عباد الله, servants of Allah, respecting and honoring the elderly is a duty upon everyone. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ليس منا من لم يوقر كبيرنا. He is not one of us who does not show respect to our elders. This respect and appreciation are especially emphasized when it comes from children towards their parents and grandparents. Allah the Exalted addressed them, saying, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. If one or both of them reach old age while in your care, don't say to them even off, a word of irritation, and don't rebuke them, but speak to them a noble word. And indeed, among the things that bring joy to the soul, comfort to the heart, and happiness to the spirit, is to see a righteous son who honors his elderly father, surrounding him with love and respect. You see him holding his father's hand as they walk to the mosque, patiently matching his father's weakening strength and slow steps. He speaks gently, gives him precedence in gathering, and doesn't get distracted by his phone or anything else. He listens attentively when his father speaks and never interrupts, in accordance with the Prophet's instruction to a young person who wanted to speak. He said, Kabbir, Kabbir, let those older than you speak first. This teaches us the importance of valuing the wisdom and experience of our elders. It is our duty to rejoice in their presence, care for their health, ensure the quality of their life, and strive for their comfort. We should check on them daily, ask about their well-being, smile in their faces, and bring happiness to their hearts, even with a small gift that reminds them of their value, a kind word that warms their heart, a visit that eases their loneliness, or even a simple phone call filled with love and appreciation. And indeed, it grieves the soul and pains the heart when one hears of a son raising his voice at his father or mother, or at his grandfather or grandmother, or when he turns away from their conversation, mocks their words, looks down on serving them, or finds their company burdensome. although he has forgotten that such behavior constitutes disobedience and ingratitude toward them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned of this when he said, لا يدخل الجنة عاق. The one who is undutiful to his parents will not enter paradise. So fear Allah regarding the elderly. Be good to them, for perhaps Allah will grant you goodness in your old age. Indeed, kindness is a debt, as you do unto others, so shall it be done unto you. O fathers, know that sitting in the company of the elderly holds great benefit and wisdom. So be keen on it, and bring your children along to such gatherings. Teach them the manners of interacting with elders, and entrust them to greet the elderly with peace, encourage them to show reverence, and instill in them a sense of respect for their status and position. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُسَلِّمُ الصَّغِيرُ عَلَى الْكَبِيرُ. The younger should greet the older. Also, guide them in how to speak with elders. It was narrated from Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He said, I was once with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, إِنَّ مِنَ الشَّجَرِ شَجَرَةً مَثَلُهَا كَمَثَلِ الْمُسْلِمِ. There is a tree that resembles the believer. I wanted to say it is the palm tree, but I remained silent because I was the youngest among them. This teaches us that even when knowledge is present, good manners and respect for seniors should govern our speech and actions. Encourage your children to sit with the elderly, to listen to their advice and counsel, and to benefit from their experiences and life lessons. Urge them to emulate their values, their morals, their dignity, and their composure. Let them draw from the wellspring of their wisdom. Seek light from the clarity of their views, and ask them for their supplications. Remind your children of the virtues and good deeds of those elders who have passed away, and encourage them to make dua for them. For indeed, praying for one's parents and grandparents is among the highest forms of righteousness and loyalty. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his family, companions, and those who follow them. Be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and all the noble companions. O Allah, make us believers in you, devoted worshippers of you, those who return to you in repentance, and dutiful to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young. O Allah, forgive everyone who stands in your service, seeking your pleasure and hoping for your paradise. Accept their charity, bless their provisions, protect them and their families and wealth, and increase them in sustenance and earnings. O Allah, grant the UAE continuous stability, progress, and prosperity. Bestow health upon us, bless our wealth, our spouses, and our offspring. O Allah, have mercy on all Muslims, men and women, believers, living and deceased. O Allah, send us rain and don't make us among the despairing. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. I say this and I seek for forgiveness for me and for you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.